Blog Talk Radio. He was was unique, and on most occasions, he was extraordinary. He wasn't your average Joe, the average guy, the average prophet. He was unusual. And his unusuality surfaces and presents itself to us because of the fact that he was on an assignment that the Father had gave to him and that he desired himself to fulfill. And his desire and his assignment came together to kiss, to make up a unique ministry, to build the kingdom of Christ, to build the kingdom of God, to build the church so that men could be saved. Mm-hmm. One mission, one unique assignment in order to bring about a unique covenant relationship between heaven and earth. Now, because of this peculiarity, those of us who believe on Christ must take on unusual belief. Our belief can't be the norm. It has to have, first of all, in it, continuity that we've always talked about and shared as we minister to you over time and time again. It must continue. But that belief that continues is not just a process of thought. It's not just that within us or within our hearts or our emotions or our physical development that says, I believe in something, but the belief level has to be that takes on action. It has to be that causes us, praise the name of God, to do things in an unusual way, just like the unusual Christ. It causes for a personality change. It causes for a life change, a life altering change. It causes for us to do things different from everybody else. Our priorities are different. All that we do is different. The way we love is different. The way we forgive is different. The way we give is different. The way we receive is different. The way we sow is different. The way we reap is different. The way we suffer is different. The cause of why we suffer is different. Our suffering is not suffering, but it has a purpose, a seal in it to develop our faith and bring us to the place that God is desiring for us to go. So therefore, our belief must be of the highest quality.
Yes.
Can't have shallow water belief. We can't have in and out belief. We can't have lackadaisical belief. We can't have haphazard belief. We can't have a belief that is watered down with doubt.
Right.
That only surfaces when things are going well. But when things are not going well, then our belief goes out the window and doubt comes in, and then we have a breakdown and we lose it for a matter of time until we see God move again, and then our belief rises back up. But unique belief is belief within the storm, that God is orchestrating the storm and he knows exactly where you are, and his hand is there to cover you even during the time of the storm.
Yes.
Uniqueness.
Yes.
Unique belief. Unique, peculiar belief in something that you can't touch.
My.
with your physical hand. Something that you can't see with your physical eye. Something that you can't smell. Your senses are numb to. That's a unique belief. Yet, your whole life is predicated upon that belief. That's some kind of belief. Some people call you a fool to believe in something you've never seen before. Some people will call you an idiot to believe in something you can't touch, you can't hold on to, and then have doubt in things you do see. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. Have doubt in people you do know. And yet, your belief is full steam, praise the Lamb of God, and God in Christ, in His Spirit, in the potential of His power. That's some great belief. That's the kind of belief that creates miracles. That's the kind of belief that moves God to doing miraculous things in your life when we come to a place of understanding that He is real, that He is there, that He is available to us, that we have access to Him. And Jesus tried to define this among the people that He was surrounded by, especially those disciples.
Yeah.
Those who were studying to be like Him. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. Those that decided that they were going to be like Him, these type of conversations kept arising out of the dynamic ministry of Christ as He's pursuing the mandate of Calvary. These type of assignments or conversations rather kept arising with Jesus. He kept telling them things that when you hear it, excites you. Ask what you want.
Right.
I'll do it for you. Ask anything in my name, my Father will do it for you. Stuff that excites the emotion. Stuff that tickles the ear. Stuff that makes you want to try it. Stuff that makes you want to engage in it. But at the same time, at the same exact time, you find out, praise the Lamb of God, you find out that you're going to need more than excitement.
Yeah.
You're going to need more than your emotions rising to a place that causes your hand to wave.
All right.
Causes your mouth to shout words. You're going to need more in that to flex the muscle of God, to get God to really do something for you. And it's all in the quality, praise the Lamb of God, of the personality.
Okay.
Praise the Lamb of God, or in the person that has acquired the belief.
All right.
Are y'all listening to me? Okay. See, unseen in the words, praise the Lamb of God, that Jesus is speaking, of course, is the dimension that his disciples have taken on. They have moved into a place, praise the Lamb of God, of a sanctified life. They have moved into a place of forsaking all. They have moved into a place of position and posture that in spite of what the rest of the world is doing, they're going to continue to follow Christ. They gave up so much. Some of them left their families. Some of them left their homes. Some of them left their professions in order to follow this man named Jesus, who is now standing there without an address, without a post office box, without anywhere to take them, praise the Lamb of God, sharing with them the dynamics of the secret of the power of release. I wish y'all really wanted to learn something today. Praise the Lamb of God. Of the power of release from heaven. Of the power of release. that he'll give you. Jesus says, praise the Lamb of God. He says, your level of belief will determine the level of manifestation.
All right, man.
You deny that, that's written in red, that's up to you. But Jesus is talking to them. He's sharing with them. Praise the Lamb of God. But he's dealing with some guys whose paradigm has been uniquely shifted. They have seen some things. They have heard some things. They have witnessed them. And you know, we have to ask ourselves sometimes, how long are we going to witness God continuously doing things in our lives and other people's lives in the world, and our belief level never changes?
All right.
How long are we going to keep seeing catastrophic events? Mm-hmm. How long are we going to keep seeing the book of Revelation unfolding right in front of our eyes, coming across the media screen of our televisions, on our cable visions and what have you? How long are we going to remain the same while everything else is going on the course of him who said, believe in me? How long are we just not going to do anything but sit and flow with the waves of what we call life?
All right.
How long before you turn to the storm and speak to the storm that's going on in your life and say, peace be still? How long are you going to allow Satan to continuously play football with your life, kicking you around, tossing you from end to end, throwing you out of bounds? How long is that going to happen before you say, the fuck, stop here, Satan, get behind me. I must be about my Father's business. How long?
My God, how long is
your belief is just going to stay wrapped up in tears? I tell people all the time that God ain't moved by tears. Praise the Lamb of God. People in Hollywood know how to cry. The tears does not move God as much as what's behind the tears. God is moved by what's behind the tears and not the tears. God is moved by our deep-seated, our deep-rooted belief that bursts in faith. Praise the Lamb of God. That causes God to do what he does in our lives. I've been preaching for the last months to you all about miracles, and I'm just waiting on somebody to come and declare a miracle. I've just been waiting for somebody to just rise up and say, prophet, this happened. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe God. Praise the Lord. The Lord did it. I'm waiting on somebody to say, the Lord spoke this to me, and I heard his voice for the first time, and before I knew it, it came to pass. I'm waiting on somebody to rise up and experience what you're hearing Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, day after day. We rise up, we sing songs in the morning, we go through our day saying that we're riding in the car with Jesus, and we're doing everything with him, but yet we don't see a move. Let me flip the coin over. Praise the Lord. I'm almost finished. Praise the Lamb of God. I'd like to just admit that a lot of us may be on the right frequency, should I say, of belief. Maybe even on the right level of belief. Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of God. But there's something that's hindering us from asking in that same measure of belief. Now this is what rubber meets the road in the message, because there are so many things that can make you doubtful of what you 100% believe in. Not that you don't believe in Christ. Praise God. Not that you don't believe in God, but you believe also that you are unworthy to receive it, so you don't ask for it.
All right.
You are in a position that what you ask for would change your life. And you don't want to be changed. What the real issues are. Praise the Lamb of God. Because we get so caught up in personality. We get so caught up in the phenomenon of what's going on in somebody else's life. And what God is doing to and through somebody else. Until we lose focus of what he desires to do for us. We lose focus on what he want to perform. And I believe this is why these words is written to the disciples. They're amazed at Jesus. They're in awe at the awesome power and the displays of miracles and signs and wonders, casting out demons, walking on water, multiplying bread and fish. They're just in awe of it. And Jesus stops and says, if you believe in me and believe, watch this, that I abide in my Father. Can I take your belief for a ride for a minute?
Well,
he said, if you believe in me and you believe that I abide in my Father, watch this, then your belief will merge. Look at this. Into my belief. And then your belief will dwell in the Father. Y'all ain't listening. Praise the Lamb of God. Then you can ask what you will and get your release. Watch this now. Because anything we do, praise the Lamb of God, it can't be abstract of Christ. Help me or somebody. You cannot do it outside of Christ and then expect Christ to bless it. Y'all with me on that? Praise the Lamb of God. So Paul comes back and he helps us when he says, Christ in me. Come on, talk to me. And I'm in Christ. Well, if Christ is in me and I'm in Christ and Christ is abiding in his Father, then that's where I'm abiding. But then at the same time, because Christ and the Father are one, then the Father and the Son are abiding in me.
Okay.
Praise the Lamb of God. See, this is what we must understand about Jesus. Jesus now is our high priest. He maketh intercessions in the heaven eternally for us. Praise the Lamb of God. All right? Praise the Lord. So now, if he's there making intercession for us, praise the Lord, he has the Father's heart. He has the Father's ear. And the Father will do anything for him. But God has given him, praise the Lamb of God, a prescription for us in order for God to do what even Christ is asking him to do. Praise the Lamb of God. And Christ said, watch this, if you believe in me. Well, I want you to read this for yourself. Going back to the text again. Watch what he said. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, right? The works I do, shall he do also. So now we got to ask ourselves, what works am I doing?
praise the Lamb of God. Now, if you're a follower of Christ, what work God are you doing that Christ has done?
All right.
I'm almost finished. Watch this. The works I do shall he do also. Then watch this. And greater works than these shall he do. Greater works shall you do than even the works that I've done.
Right?
He says, because I go to the Father. In other words, the greater is not in the measure of the type of miracle, but it's the measure of the amount of miracle.
All right now.
Help me here, somebody. Why? Because he seeks to perform.
That's right.
Help me here, somebody. You have longer to work the works.
All right.
So that causes you to be able to do greater works.
Okay.
I'm right or wrong? Praise the Lord. I mean, that's what my Bible reads. Maybe yours read different. Watch this. He said, because I go to my Father. Now watch this. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in me. Right? In the Son. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Let me put it this way. That the Father may be made known through me.
Right.
Help me here, somebody. That the manifest presence and knowledge of God, Jesus said, may be known through me. In other words, the Father wants to be known. Come on, talk to me. Oh, okay, now use the word in your Bible. The Father wants to be glorified.
Amen.
Then, how is he glorified? He's glorified in Christ. He's glorified through Christ. Now watch what it says. He said, well, I do that the Father may be glorified, right, in the Son. Now, this verse that's going to get you. He says, if ye shall ask, wow, look at verse 13, and whatsoever ye ask in my name, look at verse 14. If you ask, it sounds like he double talked. It sounds like it's a paradox here. Something, oxymoron. Something is wrong with the statement, or it really sounds repetitious. As though he's saying the same thing over again, but he's not. He's not saying the same thing over again. He's not even saying the same thing two different ways. What he's qualifying is the way you ask.
All right.
Come on, talk to me.
All right.
What he's qualifying is the reason you ask.
Okay.
Right. What he's qualifying is the purpose and the intent of your asking. That's what he's qualifying right there. When he says, if ye shall ask anything in my name, praise the Lamb of God. Now, he said, watch this. He don't say the Father will do it.
All right.
He said, I'll do it.
Y'all ain't listening to him.
Praise the Lamb of God. What he's really saying there is, I'll get it done.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Because the Father won't perform it for you, he'll perform it for me. Praise the Lamb of God, but that's not what he's saying. Praise the Lord. He's saying anything that you ask for, as you are the representative of me in the earth representing me, I'll do it for you. Praise the Lamb of God. So now as I close, that takes on a whole nother dynamic. Because that says what my praise the Lamb of God on my behalf is that would glorify the Son.
Right.
Because the Son is glorifying the Father.
Right.
I can't glorify God.
Right.
I can only glorify the Son.
Right.
Praise the Lord. No, can I qualify that?
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Watch this. Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of truth shall come,
mm-hmm.
when the Holy Ghost shall come,
mm-hmm.
he not going to testify of God.
Mm.
He said, he going to testify of me.
Me. Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb. Right? Now, just stop right there because I don't want to take it too far in that because you get lost. Watch this. He'll testify of me. So then you say, you have been filled with the Holy Ghost.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So now, who are you supposed to be testifying of?
Christ.
The only reason why you're not is that you haven't given the Holy Ghost free course.
All right.
There's too much of you yet alive.
All right.
Praise the Lord. There's too much yet of your desires because you still ain't got the basic principle that Jesus said to kingdom people.
Right.
Worry not what you're going to wear.
Right.
Don't worry about how you're going to eat.
Right.
Don't worry about your lifestyle.
Right.
You done got so caught up in the system.
Right.
Help me to somebody.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. That you don't understand,
uh-uh.
praise the Lamb, the economy of God.
Right.
Praise the Lord. So Jesus had to tell the disciples, he said, all you're doing is toiling. Because all y'all want to do is work to gain.
That's it.
He said, because you don't see your value.
All right now.
Woo!
Amen.
He ain't talking about outside the kingdom. He's talking about in the kingdom.
Yeah.
You don't see your value.
Right.
He says, the birds of the air that God has created and the lilies of the field, are they more valuable in the kingdom than you?
All right now.
But yet, never seen a bird punch a clock. Yeah, a lily never moves out of its place, and God adorns them. Y'all ain't listening to me. He said, the birds of the air, God feeds them. God provides a home for them. When the storm comes, no birds drown. Help me here. When lightning flashes, no birds are being killed. Because God handles them. Why you can't see yourself to to honor the Sabbath day.
Right.
He took Adam and put him in the garden and gave him kingdom responsibilities.
Right. Yeah.
He said, it's your responsibility to take care of this, to take care of that tree.
Right.
And take care of this garden. Don't touch it.
Right.
Don't eat of it. Two things. Right?
Right.
And keep the garden.
Right.
He said, you do that, we cool. Why? Because you're honoring me.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Right?
Right?
Remember, God had rested before he made Adam.
Right.
Hello, light bulb.
Right.
And he never told Adam to worship, no. Didn't tell nobody to do it until he came to the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Know why? He was trying to discipline people.
Right.
Praise the Lamb. Because the Jews were down in Egypt and they got so wrapped up in the system of Egypt and labor. God said, whoa, I got to put something here to spiritualize my people. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lord. And some of us still on the same track, trying to be spiritualized. When it should be a way of life with you.
Amen.
Why? Because you have mortified your flesh enough to hear the Spirit speaking to you. Hello, life bugs. Then you seek spiritual things. And when you do what God has created you and commanded and commissioned you to do, then supernatural provision is yours. Fish do what God created them to do. Praise. So that's why you don't have to go to the ocean and throw food in. Are you listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. Right? Right? Animals in the forest. Don't nobody go out there and feed them like they're in a zoo.
Right.
That's right. God provides for them. Why? Because they're working out the creative command and commission that they were. Who messed up? Man. Anything else is being taken care of because they're in the creative order.
Right.
But we've been duped.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
We've been duped. But you got to change it. Everybody stand on your feet. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm too strong. Of course. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I say it's a marvelous day.
Yes, yes.
Challenging word.
Wonderful. Good word.
Suppose Christ was here today. He looked at you and said, drop your net and follow me. That means whatever you're doing every day, stop.
Stop. All right. Amen.
How many would follow?
Right.
So then comes the condemnation. Any man that loves anything or anybody more than you love me. Wow. You're not fit for the kingdom. Maybe I'll preach on that next week. I'll give you this tidbit. This plant has certain bugs and stuff that makes it fit for this plant. I'm right or wrong?
Exactly.
When something comes forth that's different, it's rejected.
Right. Amen.
This is what we have to ask ourselves. Am I in or out of the kingdom?
Wow.
Right.
Why am I just walking around the kingdom? Mm-hmm. Like I'm on a sightseeing tour. Since I'm there, I can't access anything that true kingdom citizens can access. Because these signs shall follow them. They're going to lay hands on the sick. Come on, talk to you. Y'all got quiet.
Amen.
And they're going to recover.
Yeah.
These signs going to follow them. They're going to cast out demons in my name.
Yes.
These signs shall follow them. Signs, wonders, and miracles will be an everyday occurrence for them. God is calling the kingdom to that level of life now. So it's choice making time. And what will we do with it? What will we do? What choice will we make when all we want to do is chase a dollar?
All right, God.
We're so busy chasing the sack until we can't catch the camel.
All right, right.
Because we after the sack.
All right,
amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Money has no life in it.
No, it's true.
Everybody on it, matter of fact, is dead.
That's right.
Isn't it a wonder they never put a living person on money?
Right.
You got to be dead for your picture to be put on money. Because it's dead within itself.
That's true.
Then there's a stern warning, especially in America, about money. When you flip it over, it says, "In God we trust."
Right.
Before you get it, you ought to ask yourself, am I trusting in it or am I trusting
right
in God?
All right.
Jesus.
My God.
Hello, my brother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bow your head. Challenge your own self.
Hallelujah.
To a new level. I believe in my sanctified soul. All that I am as a prophet, I believe in my soul that 11:11:11 crossed us over
into
another dimension.
Yes.
I believe in that soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Even while we were at the hotel, so much glory came forth on 11:11 until we could not move out of our places.
My God.
People were healed and delivered. Glory was visible upon people as they were being delivered.
Yes.
And I've been telling you, children, I see the sign. People's ears are being opened. People are getting out of wheelchairs. When will you cross over so that God can use you?
Amen.
I don't want to be a celebrity in the kingdom of Christ.
Amen.
I don't want people seeking me to lay my mantle on people and seeking me for prayer, seeking me for prophecy.
Right.
I want them to be able to call on God and hear the voice of God for themselves.
Amen.
I want them to be able to access the kingdom for themselves, because they know anything that I ask in His name, because I'm plugged in daily. Some of David's followers. Anything that I ask, because I've given Him my life. Anything that I ask Him, according to His purposes and His name, so I'm standing and standing. Let me feel the vibe of repentance.
Jesus.
Somebody needs to say, "Father, forgive me. Because I refuse to give you all of me." It's indicative in the way I live, the way I give, and the things I do, and the things I can't do. It's because I don't want to surrender myself. So I keep doing the same things over and over and over and over and over again. And I keep asking you to forgive me because I don't want to die. I don't want to die to myself. But this is a dying way. Father, so forgive us. Forgive us and let us die that you might live.
just let me exhort to you a little bit right here. In the 10th chapter of John, Jesus said something that astounds me. He said, if I don't do the works, don't believe a thing I say. Now, to the Pharisees, they were looking for a sign, and he called them a faithless and perverse generation. But to the people that surrounded him and followed him, he said to them, if I don't do the works, don't believe a thing I say. Where is the church that can step up and say, if you don't see demonstrated, don't believe a thing I say? I've got an expectation.
Yes, God.
To see the supernatural.
Yes, God.
Release in the presence of the Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
I really want to see. I really want to see. But I decided to step up to the plate and declare, because nothing happens until something is spoken. But we can stand on the promise.
Stand on the promise.
We can stand on the promise.
Stand on the promise.
And release. And release. And release. And release. Oh yeah.
Say this, say, we release the supernatural.
Okay, do remind me to give this number out, because everybody's standing up right now. They can't write it down. I just keep looking at it. All right, chapter 12, praise God. And we're going to read the first 12 verses. And it says these words, I've recorded there. These are the statutes and judgments which you shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it all the days that you live upon the earth. You shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which you have shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains, upon the hills, and under every green tree. And ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. Ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation, shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come. And thither you shall bring your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, heave offerings of your hand, and your vows, and your freewill offerings, and your firstlings of your herds, and of your flocks. And there shall ye eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall, look at this now, rejoice in all that ye put your hand unto, you and your households wherein the Lord thy God has blessed thee. Ye shall not do after all the things that you do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. For ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth thee. But when ye go over Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from all your enemies around about, so that ye dwell in safety, then shall ye be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to call his name to dwell there. Thither shall ye bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithe, your heave offerings of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow unto the Lord. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God, and ye and your sons and daughters and men servants, your maid servants, and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as he has no part nor inheritance with you. Praise God. That's enough. I want to talk about today. Get ready for your promise. That's what I want to get talk about today. Get ready for your promise. For those of you who have a pen and you would like to take that phone number now so you can call in, that number is area code 646-564-9818. Again, the area code is 646-564-9818. And that's for the Blog Talk live show of PSM Live, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries Live, with prophetic perspectives. And so you can call in, praise the Lord, and tap into that, and it'll be a blessing to your lives, praise God. All right. Let me just say in these next few minutes that I have, we are in a very, very strategic and powerful season that is declared by apostles and prophets all across of the known world, praise the Lamb of God, that we are in the season of prophetic promises and prophetic manifestations. There is a buzz in the air, praise the Lamb of God. There is an anticipation and expectation of those of us, praise the Lamb of God, who are walking in the prophetic with prophetic anointings. And those of us that believe the word of God, that we have entered into a place that I've been teaching you about, which is divine government. Praise God. Divine government means that God, praise the Lamb of God, is in sole control, that he has delegated control, authority, praise the Lamb of God, in the earth realm to us that we did not have prior to the season that we're in. Brothers and sisters, and you have to understand that. Praise the Lamb of God. Just like revelation knowledge is progressive, just like the Word of God is progressively unfolding, along with that knowledge and that revelation comes, praise the Lamb of God, the potential of the power or the authority, praise the Lamb of God, that God desires for his people to operate in this season, praise the Lamb. So now, or in the earth realm. So now, since we know this, since this is being declared, praise the Lamb of God, we must strategically place ourselves in a position that we can be the recipients, praise God, of the promises that God has ordained for our life. If we're going to receive what God has, praise the Lamb of God, for us, the prophecies and what have you, then we must understand that there is a portion that God does to fashion you and condition you, praise the Lamb of God, to be a recipient. The flip side of the coin is that there is a conditional part that you must play in order for you to be the recipient of what God has for you. It's not all laid on God, praise the Lamb of God. We want God to give us stuff without us changing. We want to be the heirs of the blessings, the heir of the promises, the heir of prophecies, the heir of new land and places, promotions, possessions, and all the rest, and we want to remain the same. Praise the Lamb. Somebody said the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. It calls for transformation. It calls for a change not only in our lifestyles, but in us. Praise God. It calls for a change of mind. It calls for a change of heart. And the majority of the time, it calls for a change of attitude. It calls for us to humble ourselves. Praise the Lamb of God, not only unto God, but unto those that God has given authority over us. Praise the Lamb of God. Each of us in this room have somebody in our lives that have authority over us one way or another. Praise the Lamb of God. And God, even in the workplace, has declared to us in the Word of God that we are to work in the workplace as though we are working unto him. Praise the Lamb of God. So if you have a job, you're supposed to do the best for your employer, praise the Lamb of God, according to God, so that God can bless you and promote you even when you're employed. Are y'all with me? So this should be a roundabout. But then when it comes down to our relationship with God, it should be even a greater, praise the Lamb of God, more intense level of participation in the things of God than it is in the things of the world. Do you know if you really check yourself, you may come out to find in your evaluation, in your analysis of yourself, that you give more power, energy, mind, and of your life to the world than you give to God whom you say you love? Hello, light bulbs. That you're more faithful to your job, to school. Come on, talk to me, Kim. You're more faithful to your studies. You're more faithful to faith missing fund or missing money, then we get supernatural strength to endure through the week. We take medications and everything to hold us over to the weekend, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can reap what we want to reap. But this is what God is saying in this season, is that we must come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of positioning ourselves to receive what God has for us. I'm going to give you a few points, and I'm out of your way. Praise the Lamb of God. Number one, praise the Lamb of God. The text that we're reading, praise God, is strategic for us. And anytime I told you at the beginning of the year that you see the number 12, pay attention. Now, this is 12:12. Praise the Lamb of God. The 12th chapter, right? And all the way down to the 12th verse God has given us for this lesson today. So we need to really wrap our minds around this and see how God dealt with the people of old and how he's dealing with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of us who are in know that we're in the dispensation of grace or the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Not too much has changed when it comes down to the characteristics that God desires for us, praise the Lamb of God, to produce. Now, there are some things that have been taken away and taken out of the way because of the new covenant, praise the Lamb of God. But when it comes down to the character of the believer, nothing has been removed, praise the Lamb of God. Are y'all listening to me? And that is just as if, praise the Lamb of God, the immutability of God. The immutability of God suggests to us that God cannot change. God does not change. He does not grow. He does not shrink. Praise the Lamb of God. He don't lose weight. He don't gain weight. His hand can't stretch no further than it can stretch. And that is unlimited. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. God does not change. When it comes down to the characteristics that he desires for the people of God to produce, it's immutable. It does not change. Everything else can shift. But what God wants from us, he wanted from the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. Praise the Lamb of God. He still wanted a holy people. Praise the Lamb. Are y'all listening to me? So God gives them, Israel, these principles to live by, these observances, these statutes and precepts. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must remember this. Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law. Come on, talk to me. But I come to fulfill it. Praise the Lamb of God. So when we look at this, we must look through what does not apply to us as New Testament believers, but it does apply to our characteristics. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. The first thing God demands is obedience. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're going to get the promises, the first way you need to get ready is to start walking in obedience to the word, to the will, and the way of God. There is no excuse in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. God is not taking excuses from us, praise the Lamb of God, about our walk of obedience. This obedience is rebellion. Rebellion is as witchcraft. Praise the Lamb of God. Now watch this. I'm going to bless you now. When God made these promises, Joseph, he made them to the people of God, and he said, if you obey, praise the Lamb of God, all of these observances, all of these commandments, and do that I ask you to do, then God says, praise the Lamb of God, all of these blessings shall overtake you. Right? If you obey me, he says, but if you do the wrong to me, comes to us and says, rebellion is as witchcraft. In other words, when you go into the promised place, praise the Lamb of God, the promised possessions, and things of this nature, the promised position, the promised promotion, and things of this nature that God has for you, when you're walking in disobedience, it all turns around on you. Praise the Lamb of God. It starts working in the reverse. Instead of being a blessing, it starts being a curse. So first thing God says is, I must have 100% of obedience out of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, we need to enter into, praise the Lamb of God, a mindset to say, I'm going to obey God. Are y'all listening to me? We need to enter into a mindset that says, or a paradigm that says, I'm going to obey God no matter what. I don't care what my neighbors do. I don't care what my friends do. I don't care what nobody in my social arena is doing. I'm going to obey God. Praise the Lamb of God. Know why? Because I want what God has promised me. I want it, and I want it bad enough that I will disengage. Praise the Lamb of God. I want it bad enough that I'll disassociate. I want it bad enough, praise the Lamb of God, that I'll displace some people and some things out of my life in order to get what God has for me. Praise God. Y'all don't want to hear this. Let me just go on and give it to you so when it backfires on you, it'll be on you and not me. Praise God. Number two, praise God, he says, I need you to observe, praise the Lamb of God, to observe some things. Number one, he says to them, he says, praise God, I don't want no altars built, praise the Lamb of God, that's not built unto me. Hello, light bulbs. Now, let's fill that in. What God is saying is, I don't want nothing that looks like an idol, that smells like an idol, that walks like an idol, praise, that talks like an idol, praise the Lamb of God, around my people. Praise the Lord, because this is what I have delivered you from. I have delivered you from, praise the Lamb of God, all of, praise the Lamb of God, the satanic and demonic activity that's in your life. So God says, I be darned if I'm going to allow you to say you belong to me, but you act like the devil. Are y'all with me? God says, I be darned if I'm going to allow you to participate in all of these heavenly promises, and at the same time, you're going to dabble in witchcraft. I be darned if you're going to have, praise the Lord, watch this now, a verse on your Facebook page talking about, oh, how you love Jesus, and then the next status, whatever you call it, update come down, it's about horoscopes. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. God says, I'm not going to allow this type, praise the Lamb of God, of thing to be going on with my people. I want you to shun the very appearance of evil. I want you to shun the very appearance of wrong. I want you to get rid of things, praise the Lamb of God, that's in your life that's not of me. Praise God. Now, people of God, we just got to get a grip on that. Praise the Lamb of God. We must get a grip on that. I just did a lesson down in Louisiana, praise the Lamb of God, about things in the house. Praise, I guess I need to do it here too. Praise God. About things that's in the house. Praise God. There are some things that we can bring in our homes that's a curse to the house. Are you all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. There's some stuff, praise the Lamb, that the Bible tells us that we're not supposed to do and not supposed to have in our dwelling place. It cannot be a habitation for God and the devil at the same time, because they cannot occupy the same space. God and the devil don't stand in the same square at the same time. Are y'all with me? Praise the Lamb of God. So whatever somebody. Praise the Lamb. It's your fault if you bought a picture of something that's ungodly and it's hanging up in your house. If you spent $10,000 for it, you just wasted your money. Praise the Lamb of God, because it's going to cause you to lose more than it costs. Praise God. God said, these observances, praise the Lamb of God, and things you will obey. Praise God, when it comes down to me and relates to me, praise the Lamb, if you want to continue to be the recipient of the promises and the places and the promotions, praise the Lamb of God, that I have in store for you. Now, this is the word of God for this season. For us as believers, praise the Lamb of God, if you really want what God has for you, then you're going to have to turn your mind around, praise the Lamb of God, and take some inventory, because God is going to give you what he promised. I'm giving you a warning. You go receive it. You go get it. But it's up to you to hold on to it. Hallelujah. It's up to you. Let me put it this way. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. When the woman, praise the Lamb of God, who was barren, and Elijah came to the home, praise God, he promised the husband and the wife a son. He said, by this time next year, you're going to have a baby. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to bless you with a son. They had made him a loft in their home so when he traveled, he could come and rest. Praise the Lamb of God. While the prophet was away, the little boy injured his head. Praise the Lamb. He suffered a concussion. When, by the time the father got to the boy and got him to the mother, the boy died. The mother did not tell the father. She took the boy upstairs in the loft and put him on Elijah's bed. Are y'all with me? Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. And then she told her servant, say, go get the prophet and tell him I need to see him now because something has befell the lad. When she went in, when the servant went, praise the Lamb of God, Elijah sent his servant back. And when the servant came, she said, I don't want you. I want the man of God, praise the Lamb of God, that made this promise. Now listen to me good. Praise the Lamb of God. When the man went back, when Elijah came to see the woman, praise the Lamb of God, he tells the woman that I came because you have done all that God had commanded you. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. So even though it looked like she was going to lose her miracle or lose the prophetic promise, praise the Lamb of God, because she continued to walk in the observances, praise the Lamb of God, God restored her son. Elijah went up and laid on top of the boy, praise the Lamb, y'all know what I'm talking about, and breathed into him, praise the Lamb of God, and told him to revive, and he sneezed 7 times and came back to life. Praise the Lamb. So, therefore, you can see what happens when you really respond positive to what God is telling you. What you do is you put a demand on God. Praise the Lamb of God. And you put insurance on your possession. Praise the Lamb, on your promise when you continue to do what God tells you to do. Let's move on. Praise God. You got that one. Praise the Lamb of God. Then God tells them, he says, listen. He said, I want you to walk in obedience. Praise the Lamb of God. Right? He says, I want you to observe all these things. Right? And then he says, now I got to lay down some ordinance. Praise the Lamb of God. That I want. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. When God lays down the ordinances, what the ordinances really consist of is worship. Praise the Lamb of God. How God chooses to be worshipped. Praise the Lamb of God. Now this may sound simple to us. Praise the Lamb of God. But if you read the chapter prior, chapter 11, praise the Lamb of God, you will see that God told them, you're not going to worship me any kind of way. You're not going to worship me the way you want to worship me. But you're going to worship me the way I desire to be worshipped. Praise the Lamb of God. I think that's just proper. Praise the Lamb of God when it comes down to our relationship with God. I just think it's proper for us, praise the Lord, to ask God, what is it you want? Rather than us just giving God what we want him to have. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Worship him any kind of way we want to worship him and want him to be satisfied with it. Without ever looking at the way God wants to be worshipped. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. How does God want to be worshipped? Praise the Lamb of God. I think it's just vitally important to us, brothers and sisters. I think it's so important, praise God, for us to really know the worship pattern and process of God that we won't violate the ordinance of worship until it's worth us studying. It's worth us really getting into, because we New Testament-minded people think we can worship God any way we want to. Praise the Lamb of God, any way we want to. Praise God. And it really is offensive to God. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. It's really offensive to God, praise the Lamb of God, in some of the ways we worship God. Now watch this. Watch this. Praise the Lamb of God. If I'm worshiping God and I'm in the house of God ministering before the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm wearing something that desecrates the worship, God has the right to reject my worship. Now this goes all the way back. Watch this now. This goes all the way back to Genesis. This ain't something prophet been conjured up. Praise the Lamb of God. When you look at the worship of Cain and Abel, Cain came and worshiped God and gave him whatever he wanted to give him. His brother came, Abel, and worshiped God in the order that God wanted to be worshiped and gave him his best. And the Bible said God rejected Cain's offering, which means God don't have to accept your little feeble worship. God don't have to accept, praise the Lamb of God, anything you think that you want to give him, and you don't want to give him what he asked for. Praise the Lamb. Now, maybe we'll go back and read it when you get home. But in the verses, in these 12 verses, he repeated twice, praise the Lamb of God. He repeated twice a part of the worship that was about giving. Come on, talk to me. Y'all got quiet on this. See, that's the part you missed. That's why you say amen. You don't want to see that part. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As long as it's about receiving, you're willing to see that part. Praise the God. But when it comes down to giving, come on, talk to me. Then that's when the issues start coming. When it comes down to what we're supposed to give God. Praise the Lamb of God. But God, he named all of these offerings off, which many of them do not pertain to us due to the fact, praise the Lamb of God, number one, Jesus paid the price, praise the Lamb of God, for the majority of the offerings. Praise the Lamb of God. Then, the second thing is, we're not harvesting land. Praise the Lamb of God. So it's not necessary for us to bring meal offerings. Praise the Lamb. Y'all know I'm right about that. Now, you ain't gonna come here with no sack of meal. Praise the Lamb of God that's sitting in the church. Praise God. So our currency is different. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen? Our currency is different. And since our currency is different, and our way of life is different in this capitalist society we live in, we all understand, praise the Lamb of God, that the tithe and the offering, praise God. Now watch this. Watch this. If really, If really you looked at the scripture I read, praise God, there's more offerings than there is tithes. Okay, okay, I think I said something right there. There's more offering than there is tithes. Praise the Lamb of God. Read for yourself. Praise God. So therefore, wait a minute, we're talking about the character of it now. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Therefore, our lives and lifestyle should be more about benevolency. Praise the Lamb of God. Than it is, praise the Lord, about an ordinance, praise God, to give in our worship. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. Offerings should be a way of life for us. Now, quietness, praise the Lamb of God. If Jesus didn't abolish it, praise the Lamb of God, then it takes on, praise the Lamb of God, a brand new dispensation, but the character of it is still the same. The principle of it is still the same. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm not talking about bringing offerings, and all these offerings into the house of God, into the church. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm talking about offerings, praise the Lamb of God, that in your services and things when you leave the house of God.
Right.
Praise the Lamb. There's stuff that God told them to do for the house of God.
Amen.
Then there's stuff God told them to do in their offering so that the poor, the widows, and things of those nature could be taken care of. Hello, life bulbs. And since we don't do that anymore, praise the Lamb of God, then we should have a benevolent spirit when we run into it. Because God still demands an offering for it. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why Jesus said, he said, you know what? When the judgment comes, there's going to be a lot of people, praise God, that's going to be insulted by my Father because you didn't visit the poor. Help me or somebody. Praise God. You did go to the prisons. You didn't see about the widows and the orphans. Praise the Lamb. Oh, okay, y'all mighty quiet about this part of it. Because we've been duped, praise the Lamb of God, bamboozled into believing that all we're supposed to do is go to church. And then it stopped here. Praise the Lamb. But your life becomes an offering. Praise the Lamb of God. See, and this is the training ground. Israel was a demonstration of training in the Bible. Praise the Lamb. When Jesus comes, he said, I come to fulfill this. Praise the Lamb of God. So now, if I have the Spirit of God, then I should have a spirit of benevolency.
Right.
Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. I should have a spirit of giving. Praise the Lamb of God. At giving time, I should be the first one jumping up to give. Y'all don't like this. Praise the Lamb of God. And get me again, I'm not just talking about up in the church.
Right.
I'm talking about your neighbor who don't have.
Amen.
Hello, life bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm talking about people who you can assist and help and you don't.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. And you still think that you have, praise the Lamb of God, the glory of God, and all of this, and you're so filled with the Holy Ghost, but your Holy Ghost has limitations on who it helps. Something wrong with your Holy Ghost. Something is wrong with your spirit, praise the Lamb of God, when you don't care about nobody but you. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lord. When you don't have compassion for others, then there's something wrong with you. Praise the Lamb. Okay, I made that plain. Watch this. I'm finished. Praise the Lord. Watch this. So God tells them, I got 3 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. God tells them, he says, this is what I want to do. He says, I want you to do this. He says, I want you to observe this. I want you to be obedient, and I want these ordinances fulfilled. He said, if you do this, watch what he says now. He says, if you do this, praise God, I'm going to cause you to rejoice in everything you put your hand to.
Amen.
It's right there. I didn't write that. Amen. It's right there, right? Praise the Lamb of God. God says, you're going to have praise services when you're not in the temple. Hello, light bulb. You're going to be able to be happy, praise the Lamb of God, and rejoice about everything you put your hands to.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb. God, wait. Don't run with that. God says, if you do these three things, praise the Lamb of God, if you do these three things in the spirit of love, the love of God, the love of mankind, and the love of yourself. If you do these three things, everything you put your hand to, I'm going to make you happy about it.
Amen.
God says, you're not going to have success and happiness. I'm going to cause you to have success and happiness in whatever you put your hand to. But remember now, we're in the book of Deuteronomy. So therefore, if you don't do this, what you put your hands to is going to be a curse to you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to work in the reverse. Praise the Lamb of God, because you have a selfish attitude. And your selfish attitude, praise the Lamb of God, is even selfishness with the God who wakes you up every morning. It's selfish with the God who gives you help. It's selfish with the God who opened doors for you. It's selfish with the God who gives you faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. And until we come to that place, brothers and sisters, that we can, watch this, surrender the self, we can't be the recipients of the promises. I believe in my heart and soul that something is always left off that we really could be participating in. Praise the Lamb of God. When we leave off a bit of what God has requested of us. I really do. I believe God withholds something from us. Praise the Lamb of God, because he sees that we're still not ready for it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If our actions is supposed to mirror Jesus, praise the Lamb. And this is what God does take time. He says, you don't have to die. Praise God. I take that part off of you. You don't have to give your life, praise God, to nobody but me. That's what God says. Praise the Lamb of God. But you know what we do? We give our life to people. Instead of then giving our lives to God. We pledge our lives to people. But we don't pledge our lives to God. And then people are the ones that break our heart. Hello, life folks. I used to say this all the time. Praise the Lamb of God. And I've been saying it recently. I love people through God. I love him first. That's why no matter what happens in my life with people, I'm not going to have a breakdown. I'm not going to break down about a person. I'm not going to break down about nobody who come or go out of my life. It may bother me a little bit, but I ain't breaking down. Can't, because I still got him. Because people can come and go. Hallelujah, but I will never want to lose him. Are y'all with me? Praise the Lamb of God. So God has given us a powerful lesson today if we receive it and walk in. Why do we forget so easily who we are? What we are? What we're supposed to be about in given situations and circumstances? Praise the Lamb of God. Why is our hand so withdrawn to help and so fast to hurt? Why is our mouths so slow to say, I love you, but quick to say, I can't stand you? Why don't we capture our thoughts, arrest them, and bring them back before they leave the chambers of our mouths? Pull them back and say, Lord, I'm sorry that that thought even went through my mind, because I know I can't send it through your spirit. Come on, talk to me if people don't. Can't send that thought about Steve through your spirit. Because if I really got you here, then when I think of Steve, I think of the love of Jesus Christ in his life.
Amen.
The same love that you shows me.
Amen.
Come on, talk to me here, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. And then we are always in a place where we can be a recipient of the blessings of God, of the promises of God. Praise the Lamb of God. For the promotions, wow, that God has for us. Half of our time is spent thinking about people. The other half is thinking about ourselves. God gives 10%. If Jesus said man ought to always pray and not faint, he must have did a lot of talking to God while he was on the planet. Wow. Anytime Jesus was up all night, it said he was in the mountains praying all night. He wasn't up flicking a remote, spending time with people, changing DVDs, texting. Come on, talk to me. All night long, texting. And in the morning, ain't got nothing to show for the text but a bill. Foolishness. And having spent no time with God. But in the morning, we want God to wake us up. Then we got to call on him like he opened Africa somewhere. Lord, please come. Lord, please move. Hallelujah. When he's a very present help. Help me here, somebody. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, y'all listen to me. I don't know why, but I'm really happier now than I ever been in my life. You know why I'm happy? Because I'm seeing the fruits of my labor. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm happy now because I see the things I'm putting my hand to, God is blessing them. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm watching God do stuff that I know is superimposed. That I can do this. I couldn't wrap this around like that. I couldn't make this happen. I couldn't open this door for myself. God is doing it. God is doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People just walking up to me and putting checks in my hand. I ain't prophesied to them or nothing. The Lord just told me to give you this, man of God. It's blowing my mind what God is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen to me, people of God. When you reposition this, you're going to reposition your life. Are you listening to me? Praise the Lamb. When you put this on God, praise the Lamb of God, God's going to put his on you. When you promote God, God's going to promote you. It's just really that simple. I believe when you observe God, he's going to observe you. When you obey God and you ask God for something, God obeys you. Hallelujah. When you start worshiping God, spirit and in truth, then God does not become fearful of sharing his glory with you. Because he knows the glory that he gives you, you're going to give it back to him. You're not going to gloat in the glory. I think I said something right now. Really. You're not going to gloat in the glory. Praise the Lamb of God. It's time I'm pointing fingers at people.
Amen.
Who that they ain't right over here. They ain't doing it right over there. They ain't doing it right over there. When you point the finger, you step into more wrong than they need.
Amen. Say that.
Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Point the finger like this.
Yeah.
And then point it like that.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. When you do that, your finger's going to become an antenna.
Yeah.
And you're going to tap in to go.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. And then he's going to order your steps. Hallelujah. You're going to watch him make things, conditions, and things right for you so that you can go forward. Praise the Lamb of God. Are y'all with me? And they ain't talking about you got to walk around with a Bible and chain and gold cross on your neck day and night. Talking about Jesus this and Jesus that. That kind of shows you kind of, you know, over the top. You ain't got to do that. You ain't got to speak in tongues everywhere you go. Praise the Lamb of God. But live by the principles of Jesus Christ that he taught, that these are the principles of the kingdom. This is the way you're supposed to be. This is the way you're supposed to act. This is the way you're supposed to govern yourself. These are the things you should be involved in. This is the stuff you shouldn't be involved in. It's right there in the book. Praise the Lamb of God. And once we start doing that, it's going to turn around. It's going to turn around. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you today. Praise the doors of the church is open. There's somebody here that needs to give their life to Christ. Praise God, Jesus.
God bless you. You have been listening to PSM Live with Prophet Michael Shakespeare and Prophetic Perspectives, and we thank God for your listening. I pray that something has been said through the message or even the songs of inspiration today in this pre-recorded program that you might receive a blessing from the Lord. If you would like to make a donation or encourage the prophet in any way, please go to psmintl.org, psmintl.org, which is our website, and there you can donate. There you can peruse the information, and you can also get in contact with the prophet if you need to. I love you. I bless you. I'm excited about your future, and I know what God is doing for each and every one of us. He's causing us all to become brand new.
Worship.